Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please? 75089. All right, thank you. And what's your name, sir?
Stephen Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. 5089. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Birchmont Drive, Rowlett, Texas, 75089.
Very well, thank you. Waiting on your account information to come up now. All right, so this is due to that tactical bag that was ordered on May the 21st, 2022. The shipping fee was $5.74. All right. Everything from that site, which you just gained access to, will be free by you being a member of that gadget store. You should have received a $125 voucher, but that $56.95 is your membership fee. And I can see that it was canceled and you was refunded 50% of that. That got you $28.48, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's it.
You never received the bag?
Yeah, I got the bag, but I didn't know nothing else was supposed to come out of my bank account.
Yes, sir. Actually, it was stated in the terms and conditions that once you got these products, you would become a member of that site where everything is free, and you'll receive a $125 voucher to come through to your email for you to spend at that store also.
I talked to another lady about this, and everything was supposed to be canceled. I don't want nothing to do with it anymore.
You have been canceled. That's correct.
To me, you're ripping people off.
And actually, you was canceled on the first, and where you got that 50% refund. So you haven't been billed after that.
Why can't you give the people the full amount checking account.
Excuse me. I mean, that's what you took care of with that agent. And maybe that was the most that she could get you up to, or that's what you agreed to. Yes, sir. I see that you had the account refunded at
50%. Well, you know, that can lead to lawsuits, just taking people's money and not giving them back their money.
So were you not aware of you being refunded the 50%?
No, I'm not aware. I expected the entire amount of money, not just 50%.
All right.
100%.
Well, give me 1 second. I had to speak with my supervisor, but I can see then that you were actually on the call with the supervisor, and that's where you did agree to that 50%. So give me 1 second.
I never spoke to the supervisor.
Well, I'm looking at the call on July 1st.
2 days ago?
Yes, sir.
I spoke to the lady. The lady I talked to might have spoke to the supervisor, but I never spoke to no supervisor myself.
All right. But mainly that's what this call is in regard to. You're trying to get the account, that other 50%.
When you do that, they don't tell you. They're just saying they're going to give you a free bag. They don't tell you anything about anything else when you're doing that. You say, they're offering you this bag. They don't tell you anything else about anything else.
Yes, sir. We'll have to tell you. We'll have to tell you that. We'll have to let you know what you'll be billed for. We can't charge you without letting you know beforehand what you'll be billed for, sir. So it was stated there. You just got to make sure you read over those terms.
I bet you $1,000, you've had a lot of other people like me call you back, call there.
I had a lot of customers order things also, so that's kind of my job, customer service.
Yeah, it took me a long time before I got somebody, before you answered the phone.
And that's unfortunate because I promise you, you got straight through to me. I wouldn't know how long you was on hold, but I do apologize about that. Wait.
Well, what's dangerous? It's my fault, partially. Giving anybody your personal information is deadly, and I made a mistake and give them my debit card number. Well, I'm going to have to talk to somebody else. Thank you.
Hold on 1 second, sir. So are you saying, like, when you want to speak with someone else, are you, like, as in you're speaking about, you want to speak to someone about that other 50%?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. But I think that may be the most that she probably was able to get you up to. Did she specify that with you?
She said she talked to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she could do. She come back on the phone. That's what she said, all she could get. But that's not the right thing to do.
I know, but that probably the only thing that she could do.
I'm not sure who runs that company, but they're going to lose everything doing that to people. Because,
mm-hmm.
I'll handle it.
What do you mean, sir?
Thank you.
All right, because you may still have to call us back. So if there's any way that I can go ahead and assist you, I think it'll keep you from, you know, having to make other phone calls.
Talk to them and get back the rest of my money.
All right. I can't do that for you, sir. Hang tight, please. I can do that for you. Hopefully we'll be able to just get you assisted. Give me 1 second, sir. I'm finishing you up. Thank you for your patience. Right, and that's squared away. Excuse me. Couple more seconds, so I'm going to transfer right now.
Transfer me to another person. Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll try my best.
Well, this is a holiday. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Jensen, I got you straight through to a supervisor, and you can speak with them about that other 50%, sir. I do thank you for calling customer support.
All right, thank you.
All right, yes, sir. Hang tight, please.